Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We hope you're having a fabulous Friday so far, wherever you may be today, getting ready for a wonderful weekend ahead. So it's an interesting thing to watch parents with their children at church, because almost every parent, regardless of who they are, has what you could call church snacks. And these are usually treats that parents are using to try and keep their kids calm and to behave well at church. It's a great idea. Any parent who brings a child to church should be rewarded just for doing that alone. It's definitely a challenge. So there's one family that every week they have pretzels for two of their girls. The girls love pretzels. And I'm not really a big pretzel eater, but now after watching them week after week, I've kind of developed a craving and a love for pretzels. So have you ever thought about where did pretzels come from? What's the history behind them? How did they get started? Because they're kind of a funky little shape, you know, with a little X in the middle, and then they're kind of circular around the edges. So this is really interesting, and we can't really prove it, of course, but if you look on Wikipedia under pretzels, there is quite a bit of consensus that the origins of pretzels have Christian backgrounds and were invented by German monks. How cool is that? Did anybody know that? This is revolutionary. The little pretzel has Christian backgrounds. So according to the History of Science and Technology by Brian Bunch and Alexander Hellemans, in 610 AD, an Italian monk invented pretzels as a reward to children who learned their prayers. He calls the strips of baked dough, folded to resemble arms crossing the chest, pretiola, which is Italian for little rewards. So if you look at a pretzel, it does look like two arms crossed in prayer. That makes the little pretzel even more likable, knowing that it has that background. It can be a great snack, but maybe also even a reminder to say our prayers. There is a quote about prayer that we'd like to share with you today, and this is from Elder David A. Bednar, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and it's from a conference talk he gave entitled Ask in Faith in April 2008. Here it is in his own words.
I long have been impressed with the truth that meaningful prayer requires both holy communication and consecrated work. Blessings require some effort on our part before we can obtain them. And prayer is a form of work and is an appointed means for obtaining the highest of all blessings. We press forward and persevere in the consecrated work of prayer after we say Amen, by acting upon the things we have expressed to Heavenly Father. Asking in faith requires honesty, effort, commitment, and persistence.
Isn't that kind of interesting? He says meaningful prayer involves two things: holy communication and consecrated work. But just like this German monk gave pretzels to the children who learned their prayers, there are great rewards that come from prayer. And of course, they're far better than pretzels. It's kind of an awe-inspiring concept, really, that we can pray to the God of heaven and that he hears and answers our prayers. But he does. He is always listening. He's aware of us. He knows our struggles and challenges. And as we pray to him, we can be confident that every prayer is heard. Every prayer is, of course, not answered according to our timetable. They're answered according to his. But every prayer is heard by God above, who is our Heavenly Father. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Whatever It Takes, featuring Ryan Innes. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great Friday, a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to being back with you here on Monday.
I have made this plea on my knees 100 times before. Now windows open to my soul, shining light I've waited for.
I've prayed my whole life to feel this way, to know for myself that it's true. With this step of faith, I feel the saving grace He offers me and you.
Whatever it takes,
I'll turn my face to the light that He's given.
Whatever it takes,
I'll put my feet on His path.
Whatever it takes,
I'll give up everything I'll ever have. Now that my heart's had a taste, whatever it takes. These quiet whisperings to my soul are the treasures I hope for. Returning to is the thing that matters most.
When I am weak and the journey's long, I'll always come back to this place
where my faith is strong and every doubt is gone, and I can feel this way.
Just to feel His embrace.